The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe on the radio. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hey, it's Monday. Great to have you with us. Look at this, January 7th already. The epiphany yesterday. And now I guess Christmas is really kind of over. We did it. Did we make it? We made it. You and me, we made it. How are you this Monday morning? Always great to have you with us. We got a great show. There's a lot to get into, and we will get into it. Frankie Five Boroughs is here, and Albert is here, and Brandy Scott for Debbie. Debbie's coming back tomorrow. I know, Debbie fans. Oh, where's Debbie? They go to television, always trumps radio. You know, we do the grunt work. We are the radio people. We are the grunt people. The television people, a little bit of glamour there. So Debbie deserves the TV over there at ABC. So she'll be back tomorrow. Hey, how are you? I hope all went well. I had a busy weekend myself. I'll tell you all about it. I go through what you go through. The same thing every week. It's a series of responsibilities. I went to see my little 8-year-old play basketball, and I'll tell you about that. It was so cute. And by the grace of God, everything's good. But you know what? You know, and I'll get into it. I'll get into all the news. But I have to tell you, as we get into it, I'm so tired of the noise. I'm so tired of the noise and the back and forth and the childish demeanor of Washington, D.C. now. Everybody missing the point. The progressive socialists attacking everything. And then the Golden Globes, it's like, I'm done. I don't want to hear it anymore. And I know, and I see by social media, and when we talk, people are just tired of the noise. It's like, so, but we got to address the news, certainly. And today we had Congressman Peter King with us. Corey Lewandowski's on the show today, former campaign manager for President Trump. Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Dr. Gorka, 3 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. Now a Salem radio personality. And Dr. Gorka will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. I appreciate Dr. Sebastian jumping on with us. And Ken Cuccinello, former Attorney General of Virginia, Thomas Mungier will be with us. So we got a full show of all news, and we will get to it, and we will get to solutions. I'd love to hear what you're saying, too. I saw Scott Baio, who, you know, poor Scott Baio, the left has a field day with Scott Baio. He's a nice guy, and he tweeted out a picture, you know, of like a patriot from the country. And just I'm looking on Twitter here as we go. If you look on my Twitter feed, I actually put it up there, and it's like it's got like somebody from the Revolutionary War saying, "We've had enough of you two," and that there's a donkey and a Republican. It's time to remind Congress that they work for the people, not the parties. And that's from Mr. Baio, and that's exactly what the problem is down there. You know, the president's been on message, and this one, you know what gets me mad? Can we talk for just 2 seconds about this? That the president has teed up just everything for the Republican Party. And like Frankie and I always say, we voted for Donald Trump. I didn't vote for the party. I didn't vote, oh, well, he's always Republican. Well, I'm going to vote for him. We voted for President Trump. And please, this is not, you know, if I talk anything positive about the president, I'm pro-Trump. If I say anything not as strong or positive, then I'm too soft on the left, quote unquote. Everybody just relax. Everybody just relax. It's getting out of hand. But the fact of the matter is, this president came in, and he embraced the Republican Party, did so much for the Republican Party, and I was hoping that the Republicans would step up for this president in immigration and comprehensive immigration reform. They had it in the palm of their hand to change something. They had it in the palm of their hand to do something with health care. And I know it was John McCain, but it was more than that. You could have really muscled that through. And then this too, just last week, when they go with the, we're going to build the wall, And it's true what they say is if the president makes this incredible deal, this this once-in-a-lifetime deal with the USMCA, you know, reinventing NAFTA, the money that we make will pay for that wall. But they go in. Mitch McConnell should have done a nuclear option, don't you think? He should have just said, okay, oh, we can't get enough votes. No, well, Mitch McConnell said, I don't want to offend anybody. Whatever they do, just do the nuclear option. Boom, it would have been done by now. It would have been old news by now. I don't understand that the president stepped up for the Republican Party, just objectively speaking, and then the party wasn't there, you know? Now, oh, you can't do this. You can't cave, Mr. President. You know, everybody's got to try. They got to work together, and you got to appreciate what this president has done for the party. I mean, isn't that what loyalty is about? Oh, that's right. It's Washington, so that doesn't count. Hey, Joe on the radio. So it always pains me when I see an FDNY firefighter die, and this happened last night. And I got to address this because these are New York's bravest, and our hearts go out to the family. And it's a New York City firefighter reading here, died on Sunday night after falling off an elevated span on the Belt Parkway in Brooklyn while responding to a car accident. The authorities said Mayor de Blasio identified the firefighter early Monday as Stephen H. Pollard, 30 years old, just on the job. So our hearts go out. Mr. Pollard arrived on the eastbound lane of the parkway, which is separated from the westbound span by a 2 to 3 foot gap. And he fell through the gap, you know, going to help others. And he fell more than 50 feet in the gap. Yeah, and they're investigating that. Mr. Pollard was taken to Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, where he was pronounced dead. So our hearts go out to the Pollard family. 30 years old, just a heartbreaking to certainly to Commissioner Nigro and all the brothers and sisters of the FDNY. Our hearts are with you. And then I see this too, and this is what I don't like. This is the worst part about this job, if you will. You know, this journey, let me say it that way, is reporting this terrible news. Another cop was killed in Provo, Utah. Another cop was killed. This is like an assault on law enforcement. They were going after a fugitive. This guy's name is Joseph Shimmers. A Provo police officer in Utah going after a fugitive, and he dies in the line of fire. A fugitive returned fire. It's like every other day. Is it me? It's like every other day. We so staunchly support law enforcement. And when you go past a police officer or a firefighter, please say thanks for your service. Joe on the radio, Donald Trump says meeting between the Dems and Vice President Pence was productive. President Trump says there was a productive meeting between the vice president and Democrats over the government shutdown. On Twitter, the president said the meeting covered a lot of details of border security, also repeated his claims that he no longer plans to build a border wall out of concrete, but out of steel. So I don't know what look, a wall is a wall, right? Trump, the president is demanding any government spending package include funding for a border wall, but the Democrats are against those plans. What's going to happen? Where are we going? Is he going to declare a state of emergency, the president, where he can get the Army Corps of Engineers down there to build it? It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I don't know why they just can't become to some kind. The Democrats won't move because they don't want to give Donald Trump any credit. You hear this over and over again. This is what the story is. I don't know how. I don't know how anybody. I don't understand the progressive socialists at all at this point. But when you see the facts, one American is killed by an illegal that comes across the southern border of the United States is enough to build a wall, in my opinion. I cannot understand why the Democrats won't even address that. And then I tweeted out in 2009, Chuck Schumer saying you can't allow illegal immigration. We put that out there, man. And they just don't go. They said it. They just don't want to give Donald Trump any credit. And it's being childish. And it's time they all got together and tried to do something. Sorry, Siri. Thank you very much. Oh, it's the Apple. This app, please. The app. You know, Apple having a bad year and they're blaming China. No, make the phone work. And you're going to have a good year. Tim Cook. I promise you that. And I know. All I do is buy Apple products. I am iPiscopo. I everything. Siri comes up when you don't want it to come up. I can't get to certain things. I think compared to other phones, it's good. Optically, it's great. You can multitask on the iPhone 10, the 10DX, you know. But my goodness gracious, they're worried about the sales in China. It's not the sales in China. The reason for Apple sales slowing is because the phone never works. Please. The Golden Globes last night. Did anybody watch? Does anybody care? Ladies and gentlemen, they've come and gone and left behind Bohemian Rhapsody as this year's best drama film. You know what? Lady Gaga, she got best original song, but I was rooting for, weren't you rooting for Gaga? You know, she could have, like, won Best Actress or something for Star is Born, but she did win for her original song, and A Star is Born. Lady Gaga accepted the award, and along with the writers of the tune. So that was big, but it was also very, very political. I'm not, you know, I don't even want to mention what they said they go after, and they make those little political hits. However, do you watch it? Does anybody watch it? Hey, you know, it was interesting that the President Trump said that Al-Qaeda leader behind the deadly bombing of the USS Cole. Did you hear that? He's been killed. I love that when we don't forget. Am I too Italian when I say that? We never forget it. It was in a tweet yesterday, President Trump. I won't mention the cockroach's name. He was killed in a U.S.-led airstrike in Yemen on New Year's Day. Military officials say there was no collateral damage in the precision strike that took this guy down. They don't forget. We don't forget. I absolutely love that. Hey, here's just breaking the news now for you. Elizabeth Warren in Iowa. Could someone explain that to me, please? That is the Twilight Zone in my mind. Elizabeth Warren in Iowa. She goes, and they're saying massive crowds, and they're not just a handful of crowds compared to what the president will draw, right? But she went in the Des Moines suburb of Ankeny, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. She attended a women's leadership event. If you are at your house, and not to say anything personal against the gal, just politically, you're at your house, and someone in your family, or a friend calls, let's say a friend calls, and says to you, Elizabeth Warren's coming to town. Are you going to go? Oh, we got to go. I mean, these are Americans I do not understand. And I don't want to say anything bad about Elizabeth Warren. I'm sure she's a lovely person. But, I mean, really? Hey, come on. We're going to that Elizabeth Warren. That she's having a whole political rally, man. Make a sign. I don't understand it. And they get on us because we will support Donald J. Trump. And let me tell you this before I go to the guys, if I can. 616. What they don't understand and what they're missing about this presidency. And I was thinking about it because I went out. I didn't know if I should campaign for President Trump. Should I get into it? Remember, you know, in 16, it was October in 2016. And I said, well, let me go down because I'm afraid what's going to happen to the country. You know, and what is happening to the country? And I was right. What is happening to the country with the progressive socialist field, with people getting into Congress going into the House of Representatives who are bringing their laws, their ways, whatever country they came from, they want us to abide by their laws and their ways and their customs. They have not one mention on how to embolden America, how to embrace America. How to become an American citizen and be proud to be from the United States of America. They're telling us all the bad things that we are, and then we think it's better if I don't even have to get into it, because I think you understand and you're reading what I'm saying. You're hearing what I'm saying. They want us to live their way, and if we don't live their way, then there's going to be problems. That was my fear, that the tenor and the sovereignty and the character of the United States of America slips away. That is still my fear. So that's why I went to Tampa when I was in between dates, I was in between Tampa and Jupiter doing two dates down there, remember? Performing, and they asked me to speak at a Trump-Pence rally, quote-unquote, Trump-Pence rally. And when I walked out, I'll tell you this once, I'll tell you this 1,000 times, and I saw in the faces of the people in the crowd before candidate Trump got there. This was a Saturday before the Tuesday election. And I saw the need and the hope and the excitement that there was somebody speaking for the disenfranchised and the forgotten of the United States of America. And I felt that way then, and I feel that way now. Because as I see what the other side wants and what the other side is doing, it's very disconcerting, and it's very dangerous what's happening to the country. Trust me. I'm not being melodramatic. They're trying to take this country down. It's very slow. And they're going to try to take it, and they're going to try to come in and take over the United States. And I'm telling you, I want to tell you this, and I do tell you this, But I don't say it with like gloating or anything like that. We just have the right president at the right time because he's someone out of the box. He's someone who's with that whole bluster. Everything that President Trump does that you think is wrong and politically incorrect is what we need right now because of what the way the other side is acting, you know. But I just wish at one point the other side would understand that, what I just told you. That there are so many disenfranchised Americans that we should really, quote unquote, circle the wagons and stand fast for the United States because they're out to get us. I'll tell you right now, they're out to get us. I see it sometimes. I pull away on a weekend, you know, and I do all my family stuff, right? And then I could have a better overview because we're not in the heat of doing, you know, 4 hours of radio every morning and we got to come up with stuff and what are we doing next? You could take a kind of an overview of everything. It's scary, and it is so time to act. I'm so proud of you for listening to the show and understanding what the mission is. And it's sad that we have to do it. You should come to this country. You should respect this country, and you should stand up for this country. Don't tell me what you believe in and that you're gonna attack me if I don't believe in what you believe. So God bless you for listening. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it very much. So we got a big show for you today. Congressman Peter King, Corey Lewandowski, Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the show, 877-970-2999. You're welcome to join us anytime. I'm going to go to Alan Frank when we come back. We'll have some fun along the way, but let's stay on game here. And we can have fun, but let's stay on game. Because you know what, you and me? We ain't going down. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Brandi Scott's in for Debbie today. Debbie's back tomorrow. Brandi has traffic for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Harlem River Drive is still going to cost you some extra time on the southbound side, making your way toward the Cross Bronx. We've got two lanes out there with a crash involving an overturned vehicle by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Manhattan Bridge doing better right now. Brooklyn bound, that accident cleaned up on the upper level. Slow ride on the Queens side of the Whitestone Bridge once you're across the span approaching 14th Ave. LIE westbound, stop and go there between the Van Wyck and Woodhaven Boulevard. Van Wyck southbound and Grand Central westbound. You want to keep in mind, you still have no access to Northern Boulevard because of last week's construction accident in Queens. Hudson River Crossings in great shape. No delays at the George, Lincoln, or Holland Tunnel. Alternate side in effect. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Close to 35 for the high. Chance for showers tonight. Temps dip in the low 30s. This report is sponsored by Stand Up to Cancer. Stand Up to Cancer is a groundbreaking initiative created to accelerate innovative cancer research that will get new therapies to patients quickly and save lives now. Visit standuptocancer.org. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
It's a joy to get to work with great people, and Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team who have brought us Relief Factor, and thanks to their physicians and the expertise, have brought tons of pain relief to plenty of people around the world, like me, having lower back pain, thinking I was stuck until I discovered Relief Factor. When Seth and Pete surveyed Relief Factor customers, they found that the majority of those who canceled the 3-week quick start had not taken 3 packets a day for a week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's what the 3-week quick start is all about. We want people to take the suggested number of packets, but this is a low-cost way. Pete and Seth are willing to lose some money on this quick start to make sure you're without the pain that you've been facing in your life. Go to relieffactor.com to take the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, just notify them. You're only out $20. Relieffactor.com, or if you want to give them a call, it might take a little while on the phone because there's big demand. 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Imagine your business on the first page of a search engine like Google or at the top. What would that do for your bottom line? The answer is at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips. I want to lose them. Take my arms. I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry.
Frances Abbott, yeah.
How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me?
So I was posting a lot of epiphany stuff. You know, I like to post at church. I like to post it's Jesus, the three wise men, you know, seeing the star, the epiphany yesterday. And I'm going to keep doing that. And why? I drive it home, and I don't mean to. I would never even talk about anything religious-wise or Catholic-wise or Christmas-wise. I drive it, drive it home that it's Christmas time and that's what the holiday is all about. I wouldn't do that, but there's such they're so bashing Christians across the and killing Christians across the world, and then God forbid we couldn't say Merry Christmas. I talked to my kids in one of the car meetings I had outside the house. You know, we go in my car because I'm not invited outside the house, inside the house that I'm paying for, because I guess the boyfriend is in there. Please, I'm in the car. Regardless, we're having fine conversations in my SUV, and it's great. And they say, "Well, we can't say Merry Christmas. We can't do." It's so politically correct. Because if we don't keep saying it, if I don't keep driving home Christmas and the Epiphany and everything good and what we believe in as Christians. And by the way, I love you no matter what you are, what religion you are. We accept it and we love it. But don't try to attack us and take away what we believe in. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. So I will continue to drive it home. So I'm alluding to the beautiful picture of church that I posted on Instagram and on Twitter yesterday from the church that I was at, because it was the Epiphany and we had a whole big day and everybody said, happy Epiphany Day. And I think we should keep that alive. Keep all of the heritage alive. Keep all of the traditions alive in the United States, because Lord knows they're trying to take it away. 27 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe Piscopo on the radio. And I like to irritate them too, because they think they're going to take it away. They think we're going to be politically correct. They think we're going to go, oh, you can't do this. Oh, yes, we can. And oh, yes, we are. Al is here. Frank is here. Good morning, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Good
morning, buddy?
Joe. Happy Monday. I'm doing great.
Good. And yes. And Albert, good. You had a great weekend. You got to relax a little bit.
Yeah, beer, a little exercise. Yeah, it's all good.
My weekend is always responsibility based. I have a feeling, Frankie, you're the same way.
Indiana. You look pretty good there then, Indiana Jones. Celebrating the fact that the movies are on Netflix? Is that why you were wearing the
fedora? No. Joey was in town, and he's such a good guy. So I said to Joey, we took Mom for around. We had to run some errands for Mom, which was great. So we did that. We all joined together and had a great time doing that.
So you got a new hi-hat?
Then we got to Saturday, and I got this. This is the call you get. As a parent or as a grandparent, it's beautiful, but you could also dread it. Oh, there's a basketball game. Listen, for the kids, for 8-year-olds playing basketball. So you're going to figure it out. So I'm going, look, I'm going to go because I want my child to look over from where she's on the bench and she's playing. They'll see her, her father in the stands. So I go down to Monmouth County, go down there where Charlie is. And I got to tell you, and she was so, I walk in, and this is what was great. This is what was great. I walked past her. She's waiting in line with the team. And I said, Charlie, hi. And she says, oh, hi, Daddy. I'm so scared, she says to me like that. She goes, oh, I'm so nervous. I said, hey, Charlie, I said, you got this down. This is going to be great. And you give him the pep talk, right? I said, look, you're a great athlete. and I'm going to be watching I Am Here, and it's going to be fun. You are going to. And I talked to her and her little friend, and they went, and don't you know, she went in there. She played. It was good. And let me tell you something. What the pros could learn from an eight-year-old basketball game. They didn't call a foul every 3 seconds. I can't watch basketball anymore. And even football in the NFL, oh, it's a flagrant foul. Oh, there's a problem. Oh, he did the wrong. Just let the players play. It so slows the game down.
Yeah.
Especially in professional sports, the refs are out of control. These refs were great. I'm watching a game. It went so quick. Then they won. They won that. And Charlie played great defense. So I was very, very excited. And I'm watching there saying, boy, and Al, am I right there? It's like there's even football. I can't watch football.
Football, the playoffs.
There's one play, and then it's like another 10 minutes before the other play starts.
The playoffs over the weekend were a mess because of rules and what goes on in the interpretation. Yeah, and they have these ex-referees in the booth explaining the rules. They're not sure of the rule. I mean, it's unbelievable. But the two games Saturday were pretty good, but the two games yesterday were really unbelievable. The Ravens could do nothing all day long. Then all of a sudden, they're mounting this comeback against the Chargers, who had built up over 2-touchdown lead. Chargers end up winning. And then last night, the Eagles-Bears game, everybody thought the Bears were going to win this. Both teams really couldn't score. And then at the end, the Eagles get that late touchdown by Nick Foles. The Bears set up for the game-winning kick. And what happens? Double doink. The guy hits the post.
Should we mention the guy's name? I don't know. Because you know what? If you think you're having a bad day, it's going to be a bad Monday. If you think it's nothing like
Cody Parker.
I don't even want to think about this guy.
To Cody Parker's credit, Parkey's credit, he sat there. He answered every question. He was at his locker when they opened up the doors. He answered every question. Kudos to that guy for answering everything. And he said, look, at the end of the day, I want to go home to my wife and my dog. My dog doesn't care whether I made the kick or not. He's there for me, and that's it. And look, I feel bad for the guy, but it turns out one of the Eagles players tipped the ball as he kicked it. They slowed it down, and you see the Eagles defensive guy's hand up and tipping the ball. So look, at the end of the day, had the Bears scored a couple more points, wouldn't have come down to
it. But he's going to have to explain that, right, Frankie? No matter where he goes, every place in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
They booed him.
What did you do? It wasn't my fault. They tipped the ball. I mean,
Joe,
my God.
He misses the kick, right? He misses the kick. God. They lose the game. The place is devastated. You see the Bears mascot, he drops to the floor like he just got shot, right? The place is just as silent as a funeral, right?
He
goes to the center of the field with a bunch of other players on both teams. They pray. He jogs off the field. As he's jogging off the field, they are booing him. Mercifully. One guy in the stand walking out recorded it. He can't even play any of it because he's just dropping, cursing left and right.
It ain't easy. That's got to be the
screaming about how he could make the kick.
No matter what you do or how you do, whether it's here on the radio, whether it's on a stage, anywhere, it ain't nothing like professional sports.
No. Man. And you know what? You want to get on the guy for missing the kick, that's fine. But I've seen some remarks on Twitter and another place on social media hating the guy's family and going after it. No, it's just not right.
So listen, Frank and Al, so when are we going to our Elizabeth Warren political rally?
I'm excited. Can I drink a Michelob Ultra with her?
What? I don't understand. Help me out. Somebody help me out. And God bless her, and I wish her all the very best. Really, not anything derogatory toward her. What is she? It's like, we're going to go to Elizabeth Warren. And there was just a handful of people. But does this woman think she has any shot winning at all? I guess you got to believe in it, Frankie Fibros. You got to believe in yourself. But, oh, my Lord, I don't think so. Well, I mean, really,
right? She's made a number of missteps. But I think she's ultimately still going to be very formidable. Because the base of the Democratic primary voters, they're pretty much where Elizabeth Warren is. So if Sanders falters for some reason, kind of the ideological progressives are going to need somewhere to go.
Yeah.
And they're not going to Sherrod Brown. They're not going to Joe Biden. They're certainly not going to Mike Bloomberg. And I think that's what she's trying to do. Also, the fact that she happens to be female can only help her. And, she's done well in what they're calling the Rachel Maddow primary. primary. Rachel Maddow has a similar influence and hold over the Democratic primary voter that Sean Hannity might have over the Republican primary voter.
Okay.
And Rachel Maddow has been giving all sorts of time, which is worth literally millions of dollars if a candidate were to have to pay for that, to Elizabeth Warren. And that doesn't show any signs of abetting as we go forward. Now, she really, I think, mishandled the whole DNA test thing. And she's really found herself playing defense in terms of Donald Trump's insults and the kind of the pointed barbs. So I think early on, and look, it is early. The election's more than a year away. I think early on, she has not handled some of these tests well. But we're still a long time away from the first debate. So we'll see where it goes.
And then with the beer thing, that was just
yeah,
so
the beer thing, another instance.
I mean,
where
don't try
just
to
drink a bottle of water. You don't have to sit there and be like every Joe American.
You know what
and
that
then,
reminds
me? You and I, by the way, guys, forgive us for me giving us credit, but we were ahead of the curve because everybody's talking about exactly what we talked about the morning after that she did that video with the husband. Remember, I said that husband came in. He was so uncomfortable. Everybody's talking about it.
What are you doing? Why are you pulling me into this?
Oh, hi, honey. Want a beer? Please get me off camera. Please.
You
I
know
do
what?
Not
it
want
it
to be
reeks
seen here.
Of inauthenticity. It reminded me so much of when Willard Mitt Romney was at was running
Just
for president,
Will from
and
now
then
on.
He went to that hardware store, and he acted like he goes there. He tried to act like he goes there all the time. He's wearing dungarees, and he's loading all the stuff in. He looked like he's never been to a hardware store in his life.
With his dog on
President Trump would, but see, that's the difference. President Trump would never do that.
Well, right.
You would never
that.
See President Trump at a Home Depot looking to get like 3/4-inch pipe or something. Like, it just wouldn't happen.
Too funny, guys.
Be honest with these people.
Day 17 of the shutdown, third longest ever. I don't know what we're going to do, where we're going to go. We'd love to hear your take on it because you always have the best ideas on this. 877-970-2999. Does it matter? Does the president say, all right, everybody's going to have to, I'm going to have to fire some of the workforce? I'm not quite sure exactly where this is going to end up, but the president's not backing down. And the Democrats are using this against the president, even though, and I tweeted it out. Listen to President Clinton, listen to Hillary Clinton, listen to, I know it's not easy, but listen to Chuck Schumer, to Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein. They were all said exactly, it's verbatim, the exact words what the president is saying, except they didn't use the word wall, I guess. So this is what it is. It's semantics where we are, and they can't get together down there. Inexcusable. 877-970-2999. Ken Cuccinelli is going to join us. He's former Attorney General of Virginia and president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. And we'll be talking about the Mueller probe. How in the name of God it got extended 6 more months. I do not understand why they just don't shut this down. Why Robert Mueller is not a man. Just be a man. Be true to your heart, your character as a human being and a citizen of the greatest country on planet Earth and say, I got nothing. I got nothing. They keep extending this thing. It's a political witch hunt and it's an embarrassment. We'll talk about it with Ken Cuccinelli. Thomas Amungier, president of the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association. Always appreciate our state police and law enforcement everywhere. Congressman Peter King will join us. Corey Lewandowski and Dr. Sebastian Gorka will join us live in the 9 o'clock hour. 6:36 with Joe on the radio with Frank. And Brandy Scott is in for Debbie. But Big Al Gattulo is standing by just for you, live and local, with the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
26 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Some LIRR trains are going to be more crowded during the morning and evening rush hours. Officials diverting and canceling several trains to make way for infrastructure projects starting today. 7 trains in the morning, 6 trains in the evening will be impacted. The disruptions will last until early March. MTA trying to calm riders' concerns says seating capacity will drop by less than 1%. Crews will be working on a track at Penn Station and at a rail yard on the east side. More from Brandy Scott after this update. A fire that raced through an East Hanover home, killing an elderly couple over the weekend, being ruled accidental. Firefighters found 78-year-old Robert Dunderman and his 75-year-old wife, Cynthia, unconscious in the house. After they busted through a door Friday night, they believe that flames broke out in the living room, although the cause remains under investigation. Firefighters say by the time they arrived at the house, it was engulfed in flames. In sports, NFL playoffs, Chargers over the Ravens 23-17. The Eagles beat the Bears 16-15. Nets win their third straight this time against the Bulls, 117-100. The Rangers shut out by the Coyotes, 5-0. Golden Knights skated past the Devils, 3-2. And as you heard here on AM 970, The Answer yesterday, Seton Hall's 7-game win streak snapped. They lost to DePaul, 75 to 74. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. Cross Bronx, a little bit slow on the westbound side. We had an accident just moved out of the way by the Bronx River Parkway. Harlem River Drive, much better shape right now. Southbound, that crash over by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, that's been cleaned up. All lanes are now open as you make your way into that area. Whitestone Bridge, stop and go across the span, heading into Queens. Throgs Neck, still nice and quiet there. LIE, that's packed westbound. Parsons Boulevard through to Woodhaven Boulevard. Looks like we've got something brewing on the BQE westbound by the Kosciusko Bridge. You're hitting the brakes as you approach that area. And at the Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, it'll cost you about 5 minutes on the upper, lower level about 10 to 15. Inbound Lincoln and Holland running at 15 to 20. Alternate side in effect. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, close to 35 degrees for the high. Chance for some light showers late tonight. Temperatures will dip into the low 30s. Tuesday, rain in the morning, then mostly cloudy, up to around 42 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras, and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-613-2712. That's 800-613-2712. 800-613-2712. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Maybe you can drive my car.
That's all I did all
car.
Weekend, Joe Brown, Uber
Maybe
Dad. Uber
you.
Dad, driving all over and loving every minute of it. Did what I had to do. I did what I had to do. And I had, so finally I got them, my son came up, big Joey came up. And from down in Florida, comes up and we hung out. And we, again, had a great time with mom, grandma, right? And then we had our little Christmas. And he buys me. And he's so thoughtful because I don't buy, I never buy anything for myself. Are you like that as a parent or a grandparent? You never buy anything for yourself ever. You just go and you go in. It's always about the kids. My kids got the best of everything. I got nothing. I got a driveway. My driveway's a mess back home. It's like with the thing because it costs so much to do it. But why spend the money in my driveway when I could, you know, have another house that other people could live in that I'm not allowed? I just, you know, really. So I don't. It's like, oh my gosh, I never really do anything for myself. And there's I would love to have a new guitar. So, you know, Joey buys me a hi-hat. You know what a hi-hat is? It's like the thing that's to your left. It's like the cymbals, the two cymbals that kind of go together on the drum kit, to your left that you use with your left foot. And my hi-hat from 100, I had a great Ludwig hi-hat set. Ludwig's a classic, legendary drum brand. And it's just busted. I never really used it. And now he got me a whole new hi-hat, and I really appreciate it. I bought new cymbals on it, so now I'm in my glory. See, Frankie, it's the little things.
Good for you. It looked like you were having a lot of fun.
You know, so Joey videoed me, because that's what he does. He's like the best. My goodness gracious, professionally does all video and all promotion and that sort of thing. So I didn't even realize he was rolling the camera, but I just was trying that hi-hat out. It's a great hi-hat. It's a DW, as you know. I talk to my musician friends. That's like, it's a DW 3000, and it was that, which is a really good brand of a hi-hat. But Frank, you never gift something for yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's always for everybody else. You never do. Am I right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's rare. If you need something, you buy it. But
underwear. You don't get anything for yourself, like a perk thing. Al, you're the same way. You get it for the kids. You get a beer. I guess beer is as far as you go, right?
No, what, for Christmas? I'll buy myself something.
No, just something for yourself. You know, I really want that. And you get it for
yourself. Yeah, oh, I do. I do.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
If there's something that I want.
Like what? What would that be?
Automobile?
Gumare. Gumare. Okay.
No.
Your platonic friends.
I don't have to pay
your
for it.
Platonic
Gumare.
Friends. Okay.
What are you talking
I got
about?
It. I want that. I got it. Okay. Okay. I stand corrected.
I don't have to pay for a platonic friend. I did have to pay for my beer on Friday, but I don't
Unlike
have to pay me. For a platonic friend.
Unlike me.
Right. Like exactly. Well, you've been paying for a long time.
Everybody I meet ends up paying. Are you kidding me?
No, I paid for my beers Friday. In fact, I bought a beer from a friend of mine who lives upstate because he loves this one particular beer. And when I sent him a picture, he was like, oh, my God, you got to get me some. I said, all right, no problem. I'll take care of you. Hmm. Got it.
But no, like a toy for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
No, not really.
You don't.
Not really. Close. If there's something that's on sale that I really like, you know, I like my Tommy Bahama stuff, I'll buy myself, you know, a nice shirt.
Like a T-shirt that you wear?
No,
Unbelievable. I am so sorry.
Unbelievable.
I want that T-shirt. I'll wear that to the station.
Unbelievable. I mean, really.
No, but you do have nice Tommy Bahama things. You're right.
I try.
Oh, Albert, listen, yeah. Frankie, I got to tell you. And we got news, but, you know, we'll get to it.
Right.
It's 6:45. And please. So I go down and I go down to wherever. I guess I went. Yeah. Oh, after Charlie's game, I went down to Red Bank to a place called Garmani. Remember I told you those suits, Frankie? I was telling you those suits?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So John L. said, I did a favor. I did some charity stuff. Joe, can we fit you for a suit? I'm going, and I talked to our friend, Super Chef, David Burke, actually, who knows Garmani. Garmani's like famous down there. And we were saying, once you go in there, oh, my gosh, the clothes. I'm telling you. And if you want upscale, and it's not cheap. I'll tell you right now. This ain't like the store that's downstairs at the radio station that I don't want to plug because they don't want to advertise. But it's not like that. This is as exclusive as it gets. And I got a suit. I can't wait to show you guys the suit. See, there I did that for myself. You know, but that was like, say, here, Joe, let us do this for you because I helped out a charity. And I said, sure. And I went with that. And I never, ever do that. But I'm very, very excited. That is like, and it ain't no, you know, Tommy Bahama or something like that. I wanted to buy a pair of shoes. I saw a perfect pair of shoes, you know? I could, like, and so Arthur and I could show our shoes. When Arthur Idala comes in, we compare our shoes, Frankie, right? You
yeah,
know, we do that.
That'd be
right?
great.
Oh, you know how much those shoes were that I did not get?
$300.
$1,000.
Wow.
Shoes. Shoes. For shoes. And I'm the only guy in the store looking at the price tag on everything. I know I'm so obnoxious. I look around. I know a camera's watching me somewhere. Let me see what these shoes. I turn the shoes.
Why? Why would you be obnoxious? That's a lot of money for a pair
but
of shoes.
If you're in that store, you don't look at the price tag. I'm looking.
Okay.
All
right.
See.
That's
let me
fair.
See where they were. I'm looking at the price tag, you know. I didn't wait, but I have to tell you, if you want to splurge or if you want to get the most exclusive clothes, you know, for a guy, and they have gals as well. You go to that Garmani in Red Bank. Janelle's my friend down there. I got to tell you, I'll give him an outright plug right now. It is second to none, like I've never seen, and it's right in Red Bank, New Jersey, Frankie Five Boroughs, right there. So very, very excited.
I'll be down there Thursday night for dinner. Maybe I'll stop by.
Are you going down there?
I'm actually meeting up with a platonic friend, oddly enough, in Red Bank on Thursday.
When are you going to listen to
you
guys?
Yeah.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Bill we haven't seen each other in a while. We wanted to get together for dinner.
Just the two of us.
We can make
it. Will you listen to your buddies, on your radio buddies?
If I listen to the two of you, I'd be in hock up to my rear end, right? Let's see, what else? What else?
Well, I guess a platonic friend is less expensive than getting married and having children and then paying lifetime alimony.
First of all, it's not like my wife doesn't know that I'm going out to dinner with this person. She knows that.
Joe, honestly, I think the best thing that we could do for Al is not mention this on the radio. Because he's driving to Red Bank to have dinner with a woman, just the two of them. Clearly, he knows what's up here, right? So I think by continuing to mention this, we're not doing his wife any favors.
And how many times has Al come to visit you in Staten Island or New Jersey?
Zero.
Ever?
That's true.
It's a Red Bank is not like close by.
I was once offered a ride
home. It's about a half hour.
You were once not offered a ride home.
Oh, no. More than once. I was not offered. Yes.
But again, in full disclosure, when I rode past Frank, I wasn't planning on heading to Staten Island. If he had been at the next bus stop, he would have gotten a ride home.
I still can't get over it.
Me neither. But he's going to Red Bank to see his platonic friend. Right. But he drives by you. He drives by you at a bus stop.
Look at it.
Oh, there's the producer of my show standing at a bus stop waiting to get home.
You among all people there, Morgan Freeman.
Understand what happened here, Joe. So he drove past me and waved, which is fine. All right, I'm waiting for the bus. He's not going to Staten Island. Then 30 feet, he picks up someone else and takes them to Staten Island.
It wasn't 30 feet. It was 150
feet. 150
feet.
You're watching this at the bus stop. The wind and the rain.
I didn't hear about it until then.
Right. He didn't know because, again, the bus stop is way past. It's even past the Bull. It's at the end of Broadway.
And that guy lived in my building. Al drove to my building.
No. It was a woman, by the way. It was.
Oh, and let me tell you something. If you were a platonic fan, Frankie, you'd be the first class all the way. If you were a platonic,
drive to San Diego to have dinner with me alone.
I'd drive to San Diego. Yeah.
You'd be
great place.
We got to see a picture of your platonic friend here. We've seen her before, I guess, huh?
No, this is a different platonic friend. No.
Oh, my God, look at you. You're
referring to Yolanda. No, that's not her.
Yolanda?
No, I'm having dinner with Margaret.
This guy, you gotta teach us something, man. Because I don't know
what's to teach. I'm friends with these people. They want to go out to dinner. We go out to dinner.
What he's teaching us, Joe, is no witnesses. Go to a strange city, and no third party.
Wait, by your logic, Frank.
Hold on.
By your logic, I'm admitting on air on a radio station that people are listening.
That's the brilliance. Although not on the internet because our internet's not working.
However, I'm having dinner with a person in Red Bank. I didn't tell you where it was, but there aren't that many restaurants in Red Bank.
We'll
and if you find me there, you'll find me eating dinner and having conversation. I'm not Mike Pence. I'm not going to sit here and not have dinner with a woman because my wife is not present.
You know what? Everything you say would be reasonable if it was lunch and it was around the corner. You know, but for you to
go, so you could spot?
No. Because
Frank would be creeping behind some plants.
Listen to your friend.
If you go to dinner just with a woman, it's not like you're going with her and her husband. It's not like you and your wife are going just with a woman. And you're driving to Red Bank to have
dinner. Well, she lives down that way.
Bypassing friends at bus stops and going right all the way to Red Bank.
You're asking for trouble.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I think you are.
All right. Okay.
I hope you're not.
If you want to go to a clothes store when you're down there, let me know. I know people.
Okay.
Hey.
I will.
I'm spending all his money in the disguise store so that if there are any Red Bank listeners, they don't recognize him.
It's hard to disguise a fat guy.
Like Groucho Marx glasses.
Like John Voight in Ray Donovan. He looks like Burt Reynolds from. Oh, my God. 652, please. Okay, here we go. 652, off and running with Al and with Frank. And Brandi Scott's on the roads for you this morning. She's got traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Some heavy delays on the BQE westbound. We've got one lane out just after the Kosciusko Bridge. It's because of a crash there. That's got you solid from Queens Boulevard. Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound, just a little bit slow. You stay heavy on the inbound Gowanus through to the Belt Merge. Manhattan Bridge, we've got another accident. This is the second one already this morning. That's got you heavy making your way Brooklyn bound on the upper level. Belt westbound, a little bit sluggish right by JFK. LIE, that's busy making your way into Queens. You're going to need a little extra time westbound getting through Manhasset. Then you're stop and go approaching the Cross Island. Accident on 1 and 9. That's got a lane down on the northbound side by Sea Caucus Road in Jersey City. You're hitting the brakes there from Manhattan Ave. 8095, the express lane's picking up some slowdowns heading to the George. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, 20 to 25 on both decks. Inbound Lincoln and Holland will cost you about 15 to 20. Alternate side in effect. And New Jersey Transit trains 3 cancellations so far this morning. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan. Join Joan Herman every Sunday night at 10 when she speaks with some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. People who are making a difference. People who are changing lives. Each week, Joan focuses on important topics that impact your life. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, thought leaders and experts share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Let's start talking. Conversations with Joan, every Sunday night at 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer. For more information, visit conversationswithjoan.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text SPARK to 79645. That's SPARK to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text SPARK to 79645. That's SPARK to 79645.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today, much colder than yesterday, high 36. Cloudy tonight, a bit of rain after midnight. That rain can be mixed with sleet and freezing rain for a time, mainly in the northern and western suburbs, where untreated surfaces will become slippery for a while. Low tonight, 33 in Midtown, 27 to 31 in the northern and western suburbs, with temperatures rising late at night. Tomorrow, a bit of rain early. Otherwise, clouds will break for some sun as it turns milder, high 49. A couple of showers will cross the area tomorrow night. For Wednesday, variable cloudiness and blustery, high 44. AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Born to Run, Al Cattullo. Born to Run down to Red Bank, baby. Here I come, platonic friends, I'm on my way.
Al will have this out of the car on the way down, Frank. He's terrible. Going down the Red Bank.
Two of you are
screaming,
terrible.
Windows open, and singing Bruce.
It won't be this song, I'll tell you that. Something metal.
You know how you know Al's up to something, Joe? Because during the commercial, I heard 3 minutes of explanation that right. I didn't
no, I'll okay. summon in. Okay, I'll summon in 30 seconds. Right. No. Friend. I'll summon up in 30 seconds.
Oh,
a whole bunch of elementary school kids were supposed to get together this Saturday, this past Saturday, and a lot of people had to cancel. And one of the people said, I want to see because I haven't seen you in a couple of years. Let's get together for dinner during the week works for me. I said, great. We'll get together Thursday night.
Can I see a photograph of this person?
Yeah. This is the worst. Al, we're just trying to watch your back, buddy. We worry about you.
There's nothing to watch.
Nah,
maybe what I'm eating, maybe to watch, but, you know.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Hey, it's Piscopo with the knuckleheads, and all three of us are knuckleheads in the morning, 6:57. And when we come back, Ken Cuccinelli is going to join us, former Attorney General of Virginia, president of the Senate Conservatives Fund, Thomas Mungier as well. He is the president of the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association. Congressman Peter King on the show, Corey Lewandowski on the show, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the program. Instagram as well. It's Piscopo, and we're mourning the loss of a firefighter, and we're going to get into that, too. Our hearts go out to the FDNY and to the family of Stephen H. Pollard, 30 years young, and we lost that firefighter last night. Devastating. As the Commissioner Nigro said, it's devastating, and indeed it is. And our hearts go out to the Pollard family and to the FDNY. Joe Piscopo on the radio. I see your phone calls, and we're going to go to your phone calls when we come back, all right? Please join us. We love when you join us. 877-970-2999. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Albert's here. Oh, is Albert here? And Brandi Scott's in for Debbie Duhaime. It's Radio Piscopo, live from the greatest city in the world, and we are coming right back at you on AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.